whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. The first week of 2017 has passed, and only 51 more weeks to go until 2018. How are you doing on your resolutions? Sanctification must be more than a passing resolution. It is something that we continually work on, drawing closer to Christ. We must never give up seeking God because of all He has done for us. Now Pastor Holland will conclude his message entitled, You Can Do This.
When I got saved, I made peace with God. As I live, I enjoy the peace of God every day in my life because I've been passed from death unto life. And so I'm grateful today that we have a peaceful sureness, but then we have a promised success. Did you hear that? A promised success. We serve a Savior. The battle's already won. I'll tell you today, you don't have to tell me the outcome. I know what the outcome's going to be. Jesus Christ is going to be the victor, and the battle's already been won. We, through Christ, can do anything that He allows us to do, and we have a promised success. Friend, we've got the victory. I can do this. I can do it because the Word of God promised me and assures me. And Paul says to the church at Corinth, he tells them, listen, you've had some hard times. You failed, and many of you have failed time and time and time again. But I want you to know, because of what God has done, you can do this. If you'll set your mind upon serving Him and being faithful to Him, we fail to grasp the fact that victory doesn't just become ours when we get to heaven. I believe victory is secured before we get there. It's right now. That's why we sing Victory in Jesus. Friend, today I'm telling you, I am having and enjoying victory in Jesus right now. You say, but preacher, there's too much bad news. There's too much heartaches. There's too much disappointments. I don't care. I am having victory in Jesus because I put my faith and trust in Him. Some people may choose to give in to sin. You may choose to disregard God. You may choose to disregard His Word. You may refuse to listen to the leadership of the Holy Spirit of God. You may want to do it your way. God's way is the only way. But I'm going to tell you, until you place God in the place that He belongs in your life, till you learn to put your trust in Him, till you learn to depend upon Him, till you learn to understand that He knows who you are, He knows what you are, He knows what you're going through, you can walk in victory in the Lord Jesus Christ because He's promised us the victory. But thank God it is true. One day this old body is going to put on a new body. And I tell you, we're going to be caught up in the twinkling of an eye. The last trump shall sound and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And I tell you, if that was the only reasons I had, that'd be if just salvation was all I had, that'd be enough for me to be faithful to Him. But friend, it's all way more than that. He's promised us many things in our life. He's promised us a powerful Savior. He's promised us a peaceful assurance. He's promised us success if we'll be faithful to Him. The requirements of faithful service. I've often referred to this, and I guess I learned the lesson my wife taught our children. Slow obedience is disobedience. Friend, if there's something to do, we need to do it right now. If you don't do it right now, then you're disobedient to doing what needs to be done. There's some valid reasons and requirements for serving God. Notice back in our text, He said, therefore, my beloved brethren, He said, first of all, be ye steadfast. If we're going to succeed, if we can do it, and we can, if you depend on God, if you understand what He's done for you, you can do this. You can make it through the years serving God and being faithful to Him, but the first requirement is be ye steadfast. In other words, be ye stable. The word steadfast means to be settled, to be seated, to be firmly situated. It probably amazes you more than it does me that God's allowed me to be here 28 years. But I tell you, I stand in awe when I'm grateful as I think about God allowing me to be here for so long. But I believe if there's been any success this church, I know, first of all, it was God that did it. But second of all, stability helps the church to grow. It helps it go forth and go forward. They say the average of a pastor in most Baptist churches now is 2 to 3 years. Friend, you cannot get settled if you're not stable. If you're not steadfast, the word means not to waver. Don't be altered. Don't be changed. Now, there's a lot of people that say, I should not be moved. But they do it with the wrong attitude. But what I'm talking about is not being moved away from the things of God. You remember Matthew 7? There was a man that built his house on the sand. And the rain came and the wind came. And you know, we used to sing the song, and down came the house. And it washed it away. When you build on the foundation, and that foundation is Jesus Christ, the floods can come, the winds can blow, but if you're situated, you will not be moved. Brother, I'm glad today that Jesus is the rock of my salvation, and I'm standing on the rock, and that rock is unmovable. That rock is secure, giving me what I need in my life. I want you to see that it's not just our faith for salvation, but it's also our faith for service. Everything we do ought to be by faith. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He has saved us. But if we're going to have faith in service, we must be stable in all we do. We can allow the storm of criticism, the storm of suffering, the storm of sin, the storm of persecution, any of those things, if we're not careful, can move us from a firm foundation. But He said, be ye steadfast. Second of all, we must be stubborn. Now, there's some of you already fit the bill. I'm just kidding. We must be stubborn. He said, unmovable. That means it cannot be moved from its place. Firmly persistent. It reminds me of a mountain. I remember the Smokies, and they seem to be just like they were when I was a little boy. Don't look like they've changed very much. I mean, there's been storms, there's been snows, there's been all kind of things. But you know what? They hadn't changed. The surroundings of the mountains have changed, but the mountains aren't changed. You know, when a storm moves on a mountain, it still stands. When the flood waters recede, the mountain still stands. When the wind ceases, the mountain still stands. You know, God wants us to get our feet planted on the mountain. He wants us to get on the mountain and live for Him. The word Paul uses here, it means to do not be moved away. Be unmovable. Don't be moved away from the things of God. Don't become immobile or emotionless. Friend, today there's some of you that are sitting on the brink of saying, I'm going to give up. I'm going to quit. I'm doing too much. I can't do this anymore. I just can't do it. Friend, I remind you, you can do it. If you'll depend on the One that enables you and allows you to be able to do it. Friend, we need to make up our minds what we believe. We need to make up our mind who we're going to serve. And the requirements for serving is being steadfast. We're living in a day where there's all kind of churches starting up. Friend, it's just not that way. God says that we need to get grounded. We need to get steadfast. We need to get unmovable. We need to be stubborn. Friend, I'm going to tell you something. I'm singing the song, I shall not be moved. But what I'm talking about is I'll not be moved away from the doctrine and the truth and the service of God as long as I live. I want to stand true to Him. We must be serious. He said, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Friend, I tell you, there's no greater joy than to see God's work going and growing forth because God's people have figured out, I can do this. But I tell you, we ought to always be abounding in the work of the Lord. The work speaks of activity. It speaks of occupation. It speaks about being about one's business. You remember what Jesus said? He said, I must be about my Father's business. I've come to seek and to save that which was lost, and I must be about my Father's business. Always abounding in quality and in quantity. Just always abounding. Always plenty to spare. Always ready to go. I appreciate people just always ready to go. You don't have to worry if you ask them to do something. Yes, sir, I'll do it. Sometimes they'll say, well, I'm not so sure about it, but I'll give it a shot. I can do what God wants me to do. We allow the Lord to live through us. We'll be able to work and serve the Lord. Jesus said, abide in me and my words abide in you. And friend, that's exactly what we need to do in order to abound in Christ. Quickly, I've got to move along, but I want you to understand the phrase that we find in the passage of Scripture. The Bible said, therefore, my brethren, I want you to notice two little words there. He said, be ye. Those words, be ye, is basically a phrase in the plural. It's speaking to all believers. Do you know that little ye there means you? Do you know that little ye there means me, and it means every one of us? It's in an imperative mood. It said, be ye steadfast, be unmovable, be always abounding in the work of the Lord. The phrase is the present tense. The phrase is in the middle voice, which means I am to act upon myself to make it happen. Friend, whether we do it or not, it's not going to depend on not having instructions because we got them. It's not going to be because we don't get no encouragement or we don't get help because we've got it. But it's going to be on our choice to fail because we're not serving God the way that we need to. The reason for faithful service, the requirements of faithful service, and quickly, the results of faithful service. Notice he said, for as much as ye know. As much as ye know. The word know means to be convinced of a truth. When we stop serving God, and we fail to realize the importance of being faithful to God, and we realize the importance of being a part of the work of God and being in the house of God, you know what that says? Basically what it says, we don't know the God that we serve in the way that we should. We need to be convinced of the truth. Are you 100% convinced this morning that this is the Word of God? Do you believe that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is counted profitable? If you do, and you're saved, you can do this. The word labor, I tell you, that's a tough word, labor. But labor means to toil to the point of exhaustion. You know, some people serve God for a while, and they say, well, I tell you what, it's getting kind of rough. But as long as we're able, and as long as we can, we'll just keep on toiling, keep on working, keep on being faithful to God as much as we can. And God will honor that. And yet today we get to the point of exhaustion, troubleness. Somebody said, well, I just can't. I just can't. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. No matter what happens, the hardships, the intense work, the Lord reminds us that it's not going to be easy. In fact, He tells us it's not. But He said, for as much as you know what? That your labor is not in vain. Friend, you don't have to worry about it if you're doing what God wants you to do. You don't have to worry about it being in vain. Let me quickly give you two last points. Our works matters today. We work, we labor for Him. It helps us to advance the kingdom of God. It helps us to see folks saved by the grace of God. Look for people that need help. Look for people today that need somebody to reach out to them. Our work matters today, but our work matters tomorrow. But when we work for the Lord, our labor for Him lives after we leave this world. Brother Corum passed away, and I run into people all the time. I run into people that listen to the radio broadcast, and I said, I listened to Brother Corum for years, and many of them say, well, he led me to the Lord. I'm going to tell you, when you're faithful to God, it'll live on after you die. But if you don't, there'll be nothing to live on. You see, remember that well of water, bringing up, he said, you'll never thirst again. Friend, this morning, it's your choice. But friend, what we do all depends on whether we do what God would have us to do. Yes, this morning, you can do this. Father, I thank You, Lord, for Your blessings. I thank You for the Word of God. Lord, as Paul shared with the church at Corinth in chapter 15, he closed out by saying, you can do this. Just be steadfast. Lord, speak to hearts today, and we'll thank You for what You do. In Jesus' name, amen.
The Bible teaches that we can do all things through Christ. Have you trusted in Him for your salvation so that you may spend eternity in heaven? Don't give up. You can do this. Charles Studd's poem reminds us, only one life 'twill soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792.
We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.